you get the same calls I get from earnest local hosts or maybe non-broadcasters who are topic experts and they want to do a syndicated weekend show. What's the first thing you tell them?
This is a business.
This is Talk Radio Shop Talk. I'm Holland Cook with Skip Jokel from Talk Shows USA. Skip signs up radio stations to clear his clients' shows, typically weekend Ask the Expert call-in shows. It's not easy to do a good syndicated radio show, but doing the show is the easiest part of syndication.
First comes the program that comes from the company that owns the radio station because they own a network. It's crammed down programming. Whether or not the program director wants it, they have to air it. The second would be infomercials. Somebody comes in, they want to do a local show, and they'll give it a try, but they really can't figure out how to monetize that, and then they usually go by the wayside, and the station changes programming again.
I'm sure on the phone you can actually hear the shrug from the PD. If it was up to me, right?
Absolutely. And they're trying to run four or five stations at the same time.
The once proud call letters back in the Top 40 era, now the talk station, probably the Rush Limbaugh affiliate. Maybe they got a live and local morning show. But in the 5-6 station cluster, it's dismissively referred to in-house as the AM. And it almost seems to be the station they don't want to think about much.
I have talked to a number of music program directors who have told me, wow, this is a lot different than what I've ever done before. I've got 36 shows I've got to juggle here and figure out how we're going to put it, where we're going to put it, are we going to make money off of it. And I've never done this before, but boy, I'm learning, and it's a long curve.
So you find yourself offering advice. Do they ask you? Do you volunteer it?
They do. What works in other markets, since I'm talking to other radio stations and program directors as well, what are they doing and what's working?
You get the same calls I get from earnest local hosts or maybe non-broadcasters who are topic experts, and they want to do a syndicated weekend show. What's the first thing you tell them?
It's going to be expensive. You check the ego at the door. This is a business. And you may have the greatest show in your city, in your town, and that may be fine, and that's great. But I would suggest that they start regionally if they could and start at that local station and then work out from there within their state and then within their region. But to jump in head first all of a sudden and try to go national with no backing whatsoever.
Baby steps.
It's baby steps because somebody's got to pay for this, that if you're going to go national, you're going to have to buy satellite time straight off. And I've had shows say, well, I'll just be on the internet. Well, you have to give your show to the radio station the way the radio station wants it. They may want it by FTP. They may want to download it. They may want to record it. They may want it off XDS, etc. And you have to have that for them. And so you have to buy this and spend time. And you have to have a website. You have to have a demo. You have to have archive programs. You have to have a program clock. There's just so many things that a radio station has to have before they take your show.
When you call a station and tell them about a show that's available, how often do they routinely ask for money?
Well, it depends on the market size. Small markets and mediums, I've never been asked that often. Some medium markets, but all the time on the large markets. They want money. They want cash for a program to be on. And some of the stations I get calls from and emails from and letters from saying I'd like to have your shows buy some time, but they have no audience. They have nothing whatsoever. And I always say, well, where did you get your rate for what you charge? Well, that's what we charge. And so they want money, but they're not going to get it.
Would you occasionally offer a station one of your shows, no strings attached, to take it out for a spin? Or are you wary to do that? Because without a contract, you're really walking away from potentially a better deal elsewhere in the market.
I would let them take the show and let them give it a test drive, just like you would for a car. Put it on the air, give it a shot. We have found that advertisers will call the show and say, or the station, I didn't know you had a show like that. We had that for Gun Talk at WRKO in Boston. An advertiser sent an email to me because I was on the Gun Talk website and wanted to know who can I talk to at RKO to buy some advertising time. And they only found out because they heard the show on the station.
More often, though, Skip says it's the other way around.
I've had program directors and general managers tell me, you know, if I can sell it, I'll put it on.
In that order.
In that order.
More about that how to pitch your show, and how you and your affiliates can make money in our next episode, give a listen at SolidGoldWeekend.com. And to see and hear how Skip Jokel does what he does, hit TalkShowsUSA.com.